What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Joining us here on the couches and the chairs here at Fenway Park now is a special guest, the president and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Benjamin Ebert. Doctor, how are we doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
A NESCAC guy, we'll get that out of the way. So like me, Bill Belichick, right. There's a lot of us, Kraft family, Jonathan, Dan. It's a great conference, Fitzy.
I mean, when you're the president and CEO of...
Oh, he did more with this.
I was going to say, like, there's plenty of humble brag about this gentleman, which as there should be as well. How much does this day mean to you? This telethon, these 2 days, something you obviously look forward to very, very much. But what does it mean to you when you have all these people calling up and giving little bits of money to help support the incredible work that you guys do at Dana-Farber?
I have to say it's really inspiring to everybody at Dana-Farber, whether it's the faculty and staff, whether it's the patients, to see the community support for the research and for the patient care that goes on at Dana-Farber. It's inspiring to all of us. It's exciting to be part of it. And it's also a rich, longstanding tradition. You know, the relationship between the Red Sox and Dana-Farber is the oldest relationship between a sports team in North America and any charity. So it's a really longstanding relationship.
Dr. Ebert, we were talking off air. You've been on the job about 10 months, not even at your 1 year anniversary yet. What has this year been like? Because obviously, the Dana-Farber Institute has a lot going on. You know, research, treatment, a new hospital down the pipeline, just a lot of different avenues, I'm sure, that take up a lot of your time. But what has this 10 months been like?
It's been intense but inspiring. It's been, like you said, it's a very, very dynamic time building a new hospital. There are so many changes at the federal level that impact us, whether it's research funding, which makes this telethon all the more important. There are changes in our clinical collaborations, potential changes to Medicaid, Medicare reimbursement rates. So incredibly dynamic to handle all of those changes. But as an institution, we are super agile. We're changing and rolling with the blows and continuing what we do every day.
Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, obviously, you guys are at the fore of cancer care, cancer treatment research as well, so that hoping 5, 10, however many years from now, maybe some of these are not even on the docket anymore. How do you guys stay at the apex of research and treatment and care on such a regular basis? Because once you set a standard like that, it's very difficult to maintain.
I think, it's exactly as you said. We have always had an equal emphasis on research and clinical care, and that dual mission helps us stay at that forefront. Our basic scientists think like clinicians. They know what the clinical problems are that they're trying to solve. Our clinicians understand the basic science of cancer and recognize when there's an opportunity to collaborate. We create an environment where people talk, people collaborate, whether it's across diseases, whether it's across disciplines. Basic lab-based scientists and a pure clinician can have a conversation and come up with new ideas. And that attracts people to come to Dana-Farber. We have amazing training programs, so people come for that. And then it's a place that people want to stay. And many of our faculty and staff stay for decades, if not their entire career.
When you hear some of the patient stories, the parent stories, the different stories, you hear about research and you hear about trials. And we hear about how much this money that we're raising can go to that. When we hear about research, so something that's being studied now and is experimental, is that going to be helping somebody in a year, 5 years? Like, how does that sort of the pipeline work?
Yeah, it's a long process. There's years of basic science to really understand biology. In some cases, that can be decades. They're one of the most important breakthroughs in cancer treatment is the development of immunotherapy, being able to manipulate the immune system to attack cancer. That was decades of work of failed experiments and clinical trials that didn't actually work before they actually started to work.
And when we took the tour of the facility a few weeks ago, there were the translucent fish they were telling us about that were so integral in the development of immunotherapy.
That's right. Yeah. Zebrafish have been
a
major model system for understanding that. They can get melanomas. They can be treated with immunotherapy. But that was very basic research to understand how immune cells work and why they are inhibited in the cancer and how they can be unleashed with a drug called a checkpoint inhibitor to attack the cancer. So that took years and years. Some discoveries go quickly, some take years and years to happen. And then you have to do phase one clinical trials and phase two, phase three. We're doing everything we can to make that process as short as possible, but it's a long process, and often there are twists and turns. You know, basic research, most things don't work. You have to have a lot of effort to just keep going back and trying to make it work.
Cancer is a coward. Cancer is a bully as well. And it does so many different things to people's bodies, to people's state of minds, families, relationships as well. And I was just sort of curious how you guys go about, like, obviously you've got so much work to do with the research, implementation of drugs, treatments, and therapies, but also how you guys go about sort of like meeting and brainstorming and implementing some of the things that you do to keep spirits up, whether it's programs, activities, outings, therapists, the chapel that you guys have, pets, everything, like, because that work seems to be just as important or almost as important as the actual medicine and therapy you guys implement.
Absolutely. I think from the patient perspective, that may be the most important thing for many patients. And one thing about Dana-Farber is cancer is the only thing we do. So everything that we think about, the way we design the institute, every program, everything that we think through in careful detail is all for a cancer patient. And patients say they feel that the moment they walk in the door for the first time. It's the person who parks the car, the person who meets them at the reception desk, guides them to the right appointment, who takes their vitals, and the doctors and the nurses. We think through every one of those details from the patient's perspective, and everybody on that team knows that that patient is there for a really important diagnosis, and that they're scared, and that they need support, and they need all of the care that we can give. And we have an entire department of supportive oncology that thinks about the care of the patient's psychological, psychiatric, pain control, all the psychosocial needs of the patient, whether there's financial toxicity that we need to deal with and help them. There are social workers who can help with transportation. Maybe they need food. Maybe they need help with housing. All of those things influence outcomes. Exercise, as it turns out, is an enormously powerful, for outcomes, whether it's preventing cancer, whether it's the outcomes of somebody who's getting treated, whether it's staying in remission, long-term survival after treatment. So we have a huge exercise program for patients, as well as a huge research program in exercise. So all of those details matter enormously.
Dr. Benjamin Ebert, President and CEO of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, before we let you go, what would you say to the person right now that's listening to this and is picking up their cell phone, but like they're kind of distracted? What would your last plea to send that text, KCANCER 56512, what would you say to that person?
Thanks for listening, and we need your support now more than ever. Research funding is under threat, and the future has never been brighter for new therapies for cancer, and we need philanthropic support to make the most exciting findings and turn them into new therapies.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cancer.
All right, Dr. Ebert, good luck with the hospital and everything you're doing. I know you're a busy man. Good luck on the 12-month anniversary when that comes up, and keep chugging along, full speed ahead, right? Just like us trying to get that tote board up over $1 million before the end of the day.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.